Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Montreal, Canada, at the Flooring America, Flooring Canada show, and I'm with Keith Spano, the president of this group. Keith, how you doing?
Doing great, Kemp. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's good to be with you. I should mention you're also in charge of the International Design Group and Floor Trader. A couple things before we get started into what you're doing at this meeting. This meeting's a little different this year. I know you're focused on building buzz, which is a little bit about your digital marketing. We'll get to that in just a minute. Just from a numbers perspective, roughly how many members do you have now as part of the two groups?
Yeah, between Flooring America, Flooring Canada, it hasn't changed much, about 475 members.
Okay, and CCA Global does a good job of tracking some of the stats around business conditions. How is business now? Is it on par with last year or better, or how are things going?
Yeah, it's better. I mean, we continue to take market share. We're going to be up exceeding the industry for sure, Flooring America and Flooring Canada. Mm-hmm. Floor Trader's having incredible growth this year. We're super excited about that. So yeah, things are going really well.
And the mix between hard and soft, how are things going there?
We're probably 45% soft and the rest hard.
This meeting is a little bit different this year because you're only bringing in your core suppliers and you're kind of focusing on the core part of your business, right?
Yeah, that's right. This is an absolute new format for us where we're really limiting the showroom to just our proprietary programs. What's interesting is we normally have about a 5,000 square foot feature area. We've just stretched out to 26,000, our biggest feature area we've ever had, but focusing and displaying only our proprietary and exclusive programs.
Mm-hmm. And you have good response. I mean, you're up in Canada,
yeah,
which means you're going to have great response from the Flooring Canada people that you get.
We have record attendance at Flooring Canada, yes.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
Okay, and Flooring America, a lot of them came up for the show?
Yeah, yeah. Look, Montreal's a beautiful, beautiful city. It's a great location.
Good draw, definitely. Yeah. Okay, so you were telling me before we did the interview that you've got three core initiatives. Tell us a little bit about that, if you would.
Yeah, so we've got three core digital initiatives, and I mean, you know, it's always exciting to get together and at our flooring family reunion. And look, we do a lot of networking, obviously, which is the most important thing we do, and have our members spend time with each other. But our digital initiatives continue. We always position Flooring America, Flooring Canada as the place where fashion and technology come together, and this is certainly no different. We started out with our first initiative, which was e-commerce. So we've had a lot of questions about e-commerce through the years. We've piloted different programs. And we are launching at this show Rugs.shop, a partnership with Rugs.shop, giving our members the ability to transact area rugs online. So it puts 35,000 rugs at their fingertips. And it's incremental sales. Most of our members don't show rugs. So this is a great opportunity for them to grow their business.
Now let me pivot on that. That's really interesting. So this enables each of these independent members of your organization to sell directly on the internet a rug program, so they actually get to play in the business.
Exactly. Look, we do a fantastic job selling hard surface. One thing we don't do is capture the rugs. They're going elsewhere for rugs. So this gives us the ability for a salesperson to close a sale on a beautiful hard surface product and then hand the consumer a coupon for an area rug.
All right.
So the next thing we have is Drive, which has been really, really well received. It's a complete automated marketing stack. And what happens is all customers are not created equal. And what Drive allows us to do is identify our best opportunities and make sure that no lead goes unattended to. We find that, you know, there's a lot of leads that we drive. We spend a significant amount of money and time driving leads into our member stores. A lot of times, the statistics will show that a salesperson, if at all, only follows up one time with leads. So what Drive does is it automates the process with a world-class CRM system, followed up with email triggers, social media, as well as lead scoring and the ability for gifting and personalization. So it's really tremendous. And what it's going to do is it's going to eliminate the sticky notes, you know, that you'll see on sales pros' desks. And at the end of the day, make sure that every lead is followed up on and turning good salespeople into great salespeople.
Now, where do a lot of these leads come from?
Well, a lot of it comes from digital. It comes from traditional advertising as well, walk-ins, word of mouth. I mean, we are where friends send friends, so a lot of it does come from word of mouth as well.
So it's some pay-per-click, it's some referrals from neighbors and from traditional advertising.
Yeah, I mean, but the key is to capture them in a CRM system and have the ability to follow up on
which
it.
Which tickles them to get them to do the next one.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And gives visibility to the management to make sure that the salespeople are following up on these leads too.
Yeah, all right. What's your third initiative?
Third initiative is a program called Updater. Updater is a program where we're capturing new mover information. So new movers have always been the sort of the holy grail of leads that we've been trying to find. You know, so much of our business is done when people move, when people, you know, change houses. And up till now, we always got that information kind of late, after the customer already moved. What Updater does is it enables us to tap into a database of people that are in the process of moving in the next 4 to 6 weeks. And that's what, you know, that's, as I said, that's, you know, sort of the holy grail, what we've been trying to get to. So we'll be able to get to that lead early in the process, enabling us to close a sale prior to them moving into the house. Mm-hmm. Once again, just driving more leads into the store, not just more leads, but relevant leads, where time is of the essence, adding on the ability for consumer financing, which we do a terrific job with. We tripled the industry in our consumer financing numbers this year. Once again, all of it leading to larger tickets and more profitability, of course.
All right, so from a product perspective, anything exciting going on there?
Yeah, we've got incredible new offerings. We've got a new Pattern Plus program from Dixie that we're excited about. We've got a great new program under our Resista line, a brand new brand extension called Rival, mm-hmm. which is going to be absolutely phenomenal. We've had incredible response to our Rival by Resista program as well. We've got some hard surface products as well, some new products from U.S. Floors and Shaw, which we're super excited about, to continue our meteoric growth in multi-layer flooring. Pete Dosha did a phenomenal job as keynote in our session today, explaining to people why they need to make money in multi-layer flooring.
So how do you wrap it up tonight?
Tonight we have a farewell party. We're finishing up the floor about 5 o'clock, and then we have a party at the Alexandra Pier, which is going to really give our members a spectacular view of the St. Lawrence River and all of Montreal, about 360-degree views. So it's going to be a great, great night.
All right, Keith, it was great to catch up with you. Sounds like things are going well with Flooring America and Floor Canada. Again, been talking to Keith Spano, the president of Flooring Canada and Flooring America, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.